My wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business and the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support this fine organization.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net.
Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Excited to have us have our audience back here as we are coming together every couple of months to do our share-a-thon here. We've got this is Wesley Wildman. I am co-hosting with Dr. Peck. Dr. Peck, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with us, Wesley. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We are just we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background, Richard.
Richard.
Okay, that's okay, Wesley.
Go ahead, Dr. Peck.
Okay, you can hear me. Hey, listen, there is not much that would keep me away from Share-a-thon. I usually like coming to headquarters there and sitting there with you. And thank you, Wesley, so much for sitting in and being my wingman and co-hosting with me. I really, really appreciate that. I am coming to you on the go today. One of the only things that would keep me away from Share-a-thon is the work that I do to be an advocate for children who experience human trafficking. For those of my regular listeners, they know this is the primary work that I do as a professor, and I had a really important work to do this week in helping in that, and okay. So I'm coming to you on the go, but hooking in from where I am, looping in, and I'm so glad to be there, Wesley. And I don't know if you can hear me, but Wesley, last time you co-hosted for me, you had a serious injury, but you came anyway. And that deserves some recognition. Listen, if you want to call into 877-616-2396, support the really important work that the American Family Association is doing, especially through American Family Radio, helping us to be there. And you are dedicated. I have seen you cleaning the upstairs hallway, taking your turn cleaning.
Yep, yep.
And I've seen you sit beside me to co-host with stitches, looking Frankenstein right across your forehead. So again, we would love to have you call in and support the important work. We only do this a few times a year. We are supported by our amazing listeners. As a newcomer for me, I have just felt so welcomed by the family at American Family Radio. If I could give you all a casserole in my Texas Southern way, I would. I would bring you a casserole right now to say thank you. But please call in at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. So Wesley, just checking in with you, seeing, can you hear me?
Yep, I'm back. Okay, so let me confirm. I can hear you loud and clear, and I will be fully involved and engaged in this segment here moving forward because I can hear. A while ago when first got started, we had a little bit of technical difficulties. Now let me explain how we have you say, well, how do you have technical difficulties in live radio? Here's what happened. We decided to leave our main studio and move our Share-a-thon headquarters our studio into Charathon headquarters. So when we moved in here, we had to move all our equipment, but we did that so that you could, our audience, those that are listening, could hear a little bit of the background noise of all the volunteers that have driven from all over the country to participate, help us in our fundraising campaign and our Charathon. So that's what you're hearing in the background. So some of the programs are in here and some are not. And so from one program to the next, you'll have a little bit of changes in audio, but we wanted to do this to make it as authentic and as real and as genuine as you could hear it in the background. So we're grateful for that. But with that said, we've got the technical side, technical difficulties resolved. And I just want to say, Dr. Jessica Peck, as always, I always look forward to being on with you and helping us remind people of why they should give to the work that we're doing. And what were you saying? I caught a little bit of it. What's your reason for traveling right now and not being able to be here?
Yeah, so I want to hear those phones ring. So that's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. So, you know, a lot of people know, my regular listeners know, Wesley, that my primary work as a professor for the last almost 15 years, I can't even believe that, has been in the advocacy space against human trafficking, especially human trafficking of children. And I work a lot with policymakers. I've helped influence state policy in several different states to get state laws passed about educating healthcare providers about human trafficking, recognizing and responding to it. I have consulted with the U.S. Congress. I have helped to advise on federal law that is passed. I worked with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to write core competencies for healthcare professionals who are responding to human trafficking. And this week I'm at a really important conference where we're presenting some of that work and sharing what we've done so that we can help amplify it. And you know, one of the things I know that 8 Days of Hope, that AFR does with eight, is partner with organizations like 8 Days of Hope that help build facilities and homes for people who have been trafficked. And our listener support, Wesley, goes to ministries like 8 Days of Hope. So that's where I am. If you want to support those kinds of things going on, call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 to support. So that is where I am. I would say wild horses couldn't keep me away, but this is one thing that will keep me away. I will go to the ends of the earth, Wesley, to help children who are being abused and exploited through trafficking. And I'm so grateful that for the wonders of technology, even though it can be difficult, to be able to come in and at least join you virtually. And thanks so much again for being my wingman there at the studio.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be the middle person here. Hey, let me ask you this, or let me share this with you. When you mentioned about 8 Days of Hope, that is my pawpaw Don Wildman, one of the many reasons that AFR and AFA is very successful today is because of opportunities that we have given other ministries to partner with and to share our platform with. Because it's so easy in the flesh and in a fallen world, and especially in America, it's so easy to want to hoard what God's given you and to not share it with others. And obviously, you know, we have to be good stewards of what God's given us, but at the same time, we're, as Christian ministries, we're all in this together for the right reasons and for the reasons of the gospel and the word of God. And so when we have opportunities to partner with other people like 8 Days of Hope and doing things just a little different, or doing a little bit different focus than we have, I believe in doing that, I believe God blesses that greatly. And so I know that I want to recognize and credit Pawpaw for sharing the platform like he has done over the many years, because God definitely blesses that. You can call in and help us continue to grow our platform and expand our ministry and expand our territory ministry by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can visit AFR.net. That's AFR.net. Jessica?
Well, you know, I can't see, Wesley. Usually when I'm there, I can see the number of callers that have called in and the contributions. We can kind of see that rolling total, but I don't hear the phones ringing. So call in. Let's have a good representation for this hour, for this show, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And you can be a part of bringing programming to you. You know, as I've come to American Family Radio in the last year and a half, it's been absolutely amazing to hear from listeners all over the country and frankly all over the world who are looking for hope. That's one of the things that I am very happy to do, is prescribe hope for healthy relationships and healthy families. And that is something that we're doing. And one family that we got to talk about on the show a couple of weeks ago, Wesley, was your family, just like you were talking about your pawpaw, Don Wildman. I was really grateful to have both you and your brother Walker. And I am looking at the video stream, Wesley, and it's actually pretty funny because it looks like you and Walker are co-hosting the show. I see Walker's head right over your shoulder. It's like he's sitting there, and I feel like he's watching us and thinking, who's going to get more callers, my hour or your hour? And so we have a competition going on.
We do.
877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And Walker and Wesley, you both said that Riley was your pawpaw's favorite. That was the question that I asked. Who was pawpaw's favorite? And I didn't think you would answer me, but right away you both said Riley for sure. So talk to us a little bit about your family and how you're carrying on the legacy of your pawpaw. As we learned looking at his movie documentary, Culture Warrior, you can go to culturewarrior.movie and you can see the whole thing for free.
Yeah, that was an easy answer for me. Walker and I looked at each other, and you know, a lot of the times, for anybody, for the listening audience and for those that's been around Walker now, we poke at each other and we have a good time, and we usually blame each other for things and all that kind of fun stuff that brothers do. But when it came to that question, most people would have thought, well, I would say, well, I was a favorite, or he would say he was a favorite, because that's usually how we joke with each other or we act around each other. But we both looked at each other and was like, well, that's an easy one. That was my sister, Riley. She was the favorite. At the time, no, not just at the time, but ultimately, she ended up being the only granddaughter he had. So that was an obvious answer there. Yeah, I appreciate you having us on about that. That American Family Studios, they ended up taking that clip from, taking that radio program that we did with you on that, and they ended up sharing it on our social media, and it did really well because people got to hear, for those that listened to it, they got to hear just a lot of really really good stories and some of the background and of our relationship with Pawpaw. And you know, it's good to be able to cut off and to categorize things. You know, when you go to work, that's work, and when you go home, that's home, and when you go to church, that's church. And so Pawpaw was able to do that. He didn't bring work home with him, and so we got to see both sides of Pawpaw. And then of course later on in life, as I graduated college and came to work up here, I got to work up here with him about a year, maybe not quite a year, maybe a year and a half or so, somewhere in there, before he got really sick and wasn't able to come to work anymore. But I got to see a little bit of that. And then, of course, I worked part-time in high school and in college, and he was up there way before he got sick. And so I was able to see working part-time standpoint, I got to see a little bit of that as well. So just I've mentioned to our staff before many times, and I'll just share with you and the listening audience that I'm just very, very blessed and very, very appreciative of what Pawpaw's done up here as a ministry, but even that much more to be able to continue on the legacy here at AFA and AFR.
It's so good to hear those phones ringing. You can call in and contribute at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And Wesley, you're going to have to say hello to all of my friends who are there. AFA really is a family association. You have families working there, like you, your brother, your sister. But there's also families who just consider themselves families. We have volunteers who come from all over the country, who drive, who fly, who come into the studios on their own time just to help and to volunteer, and that really does feel like a family. And one of the AFR family that I got to interview yesterday, the show aired yesterday, was JJ Jasper. And Wesley, people may not know his story, but I really encourage you, if you listen to J.J. Jasper in the morning, or if you don't, catch his testimony that was on my show yesterday. It was an absolute tearjerker, but it was so beautiful. He shared the story of losing his son Cooper in a tragic accident when he was very young, but learning to grieve well and still trusting in the goodness of God. And every time I meet people on in the AFR family, I'm just really touched by their sincerity. They walk the walk, they talk the talk. And listen, we're already at a break. Are we at a break?
Yeah, we're at a break.
I hear the music. Okay, call in 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and then come back, because I got a lot of questions, Wesley, some follow-up on some habits that we're trying to work on together as parents.
Look forward to that.
I want to talk to you about that when we come back. Because of the generous donations provided from listeners like you, Preborn has rescued over 330,000 babies. But every day, the abortion industry is taking thousands of babies' lives. We have to save them. Please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. As we celebrate the many pro-life victories going forth, we rejoice. Preborn's network of clinics have a unique opportunity to advance even further without political persecution. What does this look like? Preborn is the greatest threat to the abortion industry by rescuing, on average, 200 babies' lives a day. They are putting a serious dent into abortion, but there are still thousands of babies who die daily. And Preborn's goal is to rescue them all. With the help of the pro-life community, meaning you, we can save so many more. Please join us in saving all of these precious lives. The ultrasound is the game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. If you consider yourself pro-life, we need your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire Preborn network for an entire day. How many lives can you save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God. Please join the cause. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Preborn is there for hurting mothers and at-risk babies, standing strong in the darkest corners of our nation. By sponsoring an ultrasound, you can be there too. One ultrasound is just $28 and doubles a baby's chance at life. Please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
We listen nonstop, 24 hours a day, and so if someone's depressed in about 5 minutes, they're not depressed anymore. I think you do a fantastic job, and thank you for working so hard. You say things and make us look it up in the Bible more and learn something new or something from the doctors or a new way of doing something. It's amazing. You're really appreciated by me and my friends.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
All right, and welcome back to AFR Share-a-thon, the spring edition. We are just so grateful for all those that listen throughout the year. We run radio program 24/7, 365 throughout the day. Most of it's live, and then we have a couple Bible study programs that fill in throughout the day, and then some recordings that we air throughout the afternoon and night. And so we just want to be we just really want to steward what God's given us here at American Family Studios and American Family Radio and all the different departments as well as we can. And so we're want to remind people that if you donate to us, we are accountable to the ECFA, and we are accredited by them. We follow all the steps that they ask us to do each and every year to be credited by them and held accountable by them. That's the Evangelical Christian Financial Accountability, and that's important for us to be accountable with the money that you give us, and we are. And just to remind the people, our listeners, right before the break, Dr. Peck was sharing about the importance of family and how we are made up. The whole ministry is made up of families, and we're out and we're here to serve the American family. And our mission is, the American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform America culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its task in fulfilling the Great Commission. And that's what we strive to do each and every day. And Dr. Peck, your radio program, Dr. Nurse Mom, helps fill in the perfect time slot about with the perfect content to help us do just that. And I just want to say how much I've appreciated getting to know you over the couple of years and what you bring to our radio network and our lineup. So I appreciate that. And welcome back to the second segment of this Share-a-thon edition.
Well, Wesley, thank you so much. I don't know about perfect. I feel like my kids and my husband would like to line up and say, oh, let us share the ways that she is not perfect. And you know what, Wesley? That's the thing, though. No family is perfect. No person is perfect. We didn't have any perfect person except Jesus. And God is a perfect father, and yet we still struggle as children. So we are imperfect parents. So how much more so are we going to struggle? But it has been an honor, an absolute honor to be able to bring hope to healthy families. Prescribing hope for healthy families is my mission. And if you have been helped by that, encouraged by that, equipped by that, we would love for you to call in and contribute to the important work that American Family Radio is doing. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Keep those volunteers busy. Keep those phones ringing. As I shared in the first segment, Wesley, but maybe for people who are joining in, it takes a lot to take something really important to keep me away from joining Share-a-thon in person. But my primary work as a professor is in the human trafficking advocacy space. I advocate for kids, not only who have been trafficked, but I want kids to not be trafficked or experience abuse and exploitation. And so I'm at a conference this week presenting on the work that I've been doing for the last 2 years, a project that I've been working on. And I so appreciate you being my wingman and being there at the studio and helping in this. Really, it is such an honor, Wesley. I've been with American Family Radio now for about a year and a half, and it is so great. I've been working as a pediatric nurse practitioner for more than 20 years, but to be able to share some of those things that I've learned as a professor, as a nurse practitioner, and a mom is just the honor of my life. So call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. So, Wesley, I said that when we came back, I would follow up with you as as our listeners know, and on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, we have 52 Habits for Healthy Families. That's a journey we've been walking through since January. Every week, we introduce a new habit for families to consider adopting. These are science-backed, evidence-supported, practical things that you can do every day to help the health of your families. Holistic health, too. That's important to me. Spiritual health, emotional health, physical health, psychological health, mental health, any plane of health, because they're all tied together. And the first 4 weeks, we just concentrated on some of the spiritual disciplines. There is no magic that is going to make your family perfect, but in everyday obedience and in consistency, you will find yourself walking towards hope. And those first four spiritual disciplines we covered were prayer, memorizing scripture, going to church, and really being careful and cultivating the music that you listen to and using it as a tool to set the tone in your home and your heart. So again, we're having Share-a-thon this week, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. But Wesley, I'd love to know, in your own personal family, how are those things going? How are those spiritual disciplines important in keeping you grounded as a family?
Well, I got great news on my family side of things. I'm not going to directly answer your question right ahead, but I will answer it eventually. And if I get so far off track, okay, come back. But there's something very important that you're going to want to know, and that our listening audience is going to want to know, and something that I could not be more excited and thrilled about. And that was, this past Sunday, I got to baptize my 7-year-old daughter.
That's the best. That is the best.
Literally the best. Absolutely. Apart from her moment of salvation that we got to experience 2 months ago at our house in our living room on the couch, in addition to that moment where my wife Chelsea spent about an hour answering all the questions that she had that one afternoon, it was just a long night answering a lot of questions. I was getting the other two ready for bed, and my wife just sat down and took as long as it needed to help her lead her to Christ that afternoon. And then 2 months later, through a couple meetings with our children's director and our pastor, and continuing the discipleship process, she moved forward with believer's baptism, and I got to be the one to baptize her this past Sunday. So we spent the whole day celebrating. We went out to lunch with our friends and family, and my wife got a cake designed for baptism for her to celebrate that even more. And so we've just been really just riding the wave and just been just thrilled each and every day looking back on this past Sunday, being able to share that moment with our church family and, of course, our biological family as well. So I'm glad you asked about my family. But now back to your question. What was the question again?
Well, just how are those spiritual disciplines going in your family? And Wesley, I've got to say, it's so encouraging because, you know, we talked about the legacy of your pawpaw, of Don Wildman, who started the American Family Association. Your dad, Tim, took over the ministry from him. You and your brother, Walker, and your sister, Riley, are all working with American Family Association. And now you're talking about a fourth generation of coming to know Christ. And there's so many families that do not experience that. And I think that's really something that's been very encouraging to me, to see behind the scenes that this is a real family, not a perfect family, because there is no perfect family, but you are a family who is being obedient to the call that you have. And, you know, I'll share with you, Wesley, my husband was able to baptize my sons, but the day that he baptized my sons, he actually baptized his dad too. His dad had come to know Christ, and he was able to baptize all of them on the same day. And that was definitely, if there's anything worth celebrating in this world, celebrating eternal life is so great. But my question was just, how are those spiritual disciplines important and just as a foundation for your family? And by the way, we're in the middle of Share-a-thon, y'all. So call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. But just talk about the importance of those spiritual disciplines as keeping your family together, Wesley.
Yes, absolutely. Let me give that number out again. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. Please, 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 if you enjoy the radio program Dr. Nurse Mom, and you enjoy Peck, Dr. Peck, and all the guests that she has on and the content she brings for prescribing hope for healthy families, please, on behalf of this content and this particular radio program, please call and give a donation of any amount to help us continue this type of ministry, because you're not only impacting, not only are you being impacted by this radio program where you wouldn't be listening right now, but others as well. There's other people across this country that listen every day, and there's new listeners each and every day too. And so the ripple effect that you have by supporting the work that we do here is greatly appreciated, and it continues the work and continues the ministry that we have here at AFR. Now, back to the question, Dr. Peck. So a couple things here. I'll tell you, one thing my family and I myself were doing well, and one thing we could do better on. You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm totally ready for that.
All right, here we go. One thing I think we do well, and when I say my family, I'm talking about my immediate family. So my wife, myself, and our three children, the five of us. One thing my wife and I do, I think we do well, is that we never pause our faith, or we never leave it in the car, or leave it at the house, or leave it at church. So we carry our faith everywhere we go. So, if there's an opportunity to pray with the waitress, you know, we take it. If there's maybe she's too busy, so we leave a Bible verse on the receipt. Or if we're out and about, my wife's pretty quick to notice someone who's in need at a red light, and she's like, "Hey, turn around." I'm like, "We're kind of in a hurry. Turn around." All right, sounds good. And so between the two of us, we balance each other out really well. And so our kids see our faith in action throughout the day at different areas. It's not just at church. So that's one thing I think we do well, and our kids see that, and it's having an impact on them. One thing we could do better, and I feel like I'll be saying this for the next 5 or 10 years because of the age of our children, but I feel like we could do a better job of having an isolated 10 or 15 minute window in which we do some form of a Bible study, or some form of a devotional time or something like that. So I think we could do a little better. I think we could do a lot better in that area. And that's something that I'd like to see. I try to, the 10 minute drive to school in the morning, I try to use that as an opportunity. And so we're making it work as it relates to a daily devotional type time, but it's not ideal, and it's not as it could be.
Well, I think that's really brave of you, Wesley, to just be honest about that, because we all struggle. We all, every time, I think especially when we go to church, nobody wants to say, I could do that better.
Right,
hearing
exactly.
People say, you know, like, we're doing fine. We're doing great. But those core spiritual disciplines that I spent the 4 weeks on, honestly, Wesley, I feel like my family, like, we've got those down. We pray together all the time, just like you were talking about. I thank God for the parking space at the front. I just say, thank you, Lord, for giving me a parking space in the rain. I pray over my kids every single night before they go to bed. We pray over text message. We pray over meals. I mean, we pray all the time. We are in church. We are speaking scripture. We are using worship music as a playlist. But I'll tell you something that my family could do better. And you talked about, for your family, a daily devotional. For my family, it's another one of those rhythms. And by the way, we're in the middle of Share-a-thon. You can call in and support this important work at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I love prescribing hope for healthy families. And thank you so much to every single one of you who has listened in, who has written in, who has supported. And I'm going to share in just a little bit a contact that I got from a listener about what the one of my guests, how they helped this woman. I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
I want to share a listener testimony. I got two. So both of us, we'll help remind each other that we've got some stories to share. How about that?
Well, we do. And that number again is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. So I'll tell what my family's struggling with, and then we'll listen to one of your listener testimonies.
Okay,
how about
perfect.
That, Wesley?
I like it.
Okay, so after we talked about those core spiritual disciplines, I spent about 6 weeks going through these rhythms. Now, if you're thinking, what are these healthy habits, Jessica? You can go to the Dr. Nurse Mama Coaching Minutes. You can find those at AFR.net, on AFR's app, on any podcast platform, and get just 1 minute catch ups. And you can start with number one and listen to all of these. You can also go back and catch my Friday shows because I answer a lot of questions. It's Ask Dr. Nurse Mama Friday, and I answer questions about these habits. But I talked about these rhythms that are important for families. And again, I'm going to give that phone number out if you want to call in, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. So these rhythms, Wesley, were a daily devotional, a morning and a night routine with your family, a family dinner together, a weekly check-in, and the one that my family struggles with, and that is gratitude. Having an attitude of gratitude. I feel like we have been in a season of struggle where there's just been a lot that has been hard, that's a lot that's been challenging. And it's really easy, Wesley, to settle into a spirit of complaining and just focusing on what is going wrong and just to almost feel entitled, you know, like sometimes I think we feel that way with God, like, God, I've done all of this, like, don't, and God owes us nothing, nothing. And I know that the, you know, from Psalm 84:11, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And even when we're walking through seasons of challenge and trial, we've got to be more intentionally grateful. So that is something my family is really working on, is being grateful for what we have and trying to have that attitude of gratitude, because it impacts your holistic health. It lowers your blood pressure. It decreases your risk of stroke, heart attack, cancer, not just your emotional health, like, oh, it protects your heart, makes you feel better. It really literally improves your health. So that's something that we're working on, Wesley. And I would love to hear more of your listener testimony.
Yes, and I want to comment on that when we come back from the break, but I think we're going to have just enough time to get to one listener testimony, so let's go to that, and then I'll comment on that after we get back from the testimony. So we're going to go to our first testimony, testimony number 9.
Rebecca from Mississippi. The Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left, and just kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation, just to wait on him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but he has been so prevalent in our lives. And when I'm just really about to just break and just bawl my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord and he'll give you rest. And it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
Wow, Dr. Peck, you've had the opportunity in your ministry to work with or to counsel single moms, and that's a single mom there that listens to the work that we do here at AFA and AFR, and you've had opportunities to minister her through your radio program. So I'm thankful for that. We've got how long is the music? 30 seconds. Okay, we got about 30 seconds. Let me give out this number one more time, and then Dr. Peck, we'll get back after the break. I want to comment on some of the things you're mentioning. Phone number to give is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. Please, please, please call in and help us raise some money so we can continue the work here at AFR.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home.
As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Vice President Walker Wildman.
Well, throughout my childhood, I would come and visit American Family Association, and one of the fondest memories I have is walking in with my dad, Tim, as a child, and we always, of course, had a receptionist, and it's only been a handful of different receptionists over the years. One of them was my, what we call Aunt Tamara, which is technically my dad's aunt, and she was a receptionist for a couple decades. But nonetheless, I would walk in, and of course, as a child, you're still learning manners and how to greet people. And I would always be quiet and have my head down when we walked in the office. But my dad would always make me look up and say hello to our receptionist, whoever it was at the time. So I had to learn to greet people as a child walking into AFA. And I also remember the Share-a-thon days that have been going on for a long, long time. And there's actually a picture somewhere around here of my grandfather. I think he's actually changing my diaper as I was an infant on the floor in Share-a-thon Central. So my early years were very memorable around here. And then fast forward to my years in college. When I first went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought a little bit about law enforcement, and then political science came up, and I loved politics. I was always into the latest political news. So I decided that I would go into political science and then come to work at American Family Association years later. So that's what I did. I started here in 2015, and a lot's changed since then. But the same culture and the same really vision that my grandfather had so many years ago is still around today. Business Insider in 2011 published this headline, "The Unstoppable Rise of the American Family Association." And the first paragraph says that Don Wildman should be mentioned alongside Steve Jobs when talking about the greatest founders of the past 40 years. So that's not my words. But as I read that, of course, it's from 2011, you know, the question comes up, what is AFA doing today? And I would argue the work that we're doing today is just as important as the work that my grandfather started back in the late 70s, and even the work that we were doing in 2011 when that column was written by Business Insider. We're still going strong today. We've consulted presidents on a variety of policies and judicial nominations, including President Trump's Supreme Court picks. We were instrumental in overturning of Roe v. Wade because that happened in our very own home state of Mississippi. And we want to transform culture. We don't just want to engage with it because that doesn't necessarily change things. We want to transform culture, which is what God calls us to do through being salt and light.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that he'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out his Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit out?
For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and the blessing of your descendants. That's Isaiah 44:3. And that's our anchor verse for this spring share-a-thon. We're so grateful for all those listening in. Now, this is day one, and so it's easy. Dr. Peck, this is the Dr. Nurse Mama program. This is Wesley Wyman. I'm at the headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and Dr. Peck's traveling. So I'm bringing this in here. Now, Dr. Peck, it's easy on day one of share-a-thon, knowing that there's a three-day share-a-thon, to procrastinate. Should we do that?
We absolutely should not do that. Please call in now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And you know, Wesley, I may be on the go, but I brought something with me. If you're watching on the video stream, I brought this really nice little AFR pad folio is what it's called. Like, it's a little thing to hold notes. Now, I'm still a paper kind of girl. I like paper notes. It zips open, and it's got a book in here from Stephen McDowell, who I interviewed. He has such a deep knowledge of American history.
It is
just absolutely amazing. And then you can write notes, which I'm writing notes, and I have the number here written down on my notes in this. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And you can get one of these pad folios if you donate $30 a month or more. And that is really exciting to do. And thanks again, Wesley. Like I said, it takes a lot to keep me from joining Share-a-thon live in the studio. But my work in human trafficking advocacy for children and education and policy is keeping me away. I'm at a really important conference. Actually, I've been working on a project, Wesley, for the last 2 years to help equip schools in particular to respond to human trafficking. Schools are equipped to look for abuse, but we're talking about in the school setting also looking for trafficking. So we're sharing some of the results of that work and just talking about how to recognize things early in kids. And I know that a lot of our listeners are so invested in the health of children and their own children and children around them. And I'm so appreciative of that. If you want to call in and contribute to the work of American Family Radio, that's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Now, Wesley, you said before the break you had something you wanted to add about those rhythms that I've been talking about in our 52 Habits for Healthy Families that you can catch on the Dr. Nurse Mama Coaching Minutes or on our Friday shows. We really dive into that. So what did you think? What was your thought?
Yeah, so I was listening to the y'all's effort and goal to be as thankful as possible and just live a life of gratitude and thankfulness to help shape your daily lives. And for me, the number one thing that it was like a switch for me. Now, there is other areas that I'm still being sanctified in, that one area was like a switch for me on the first time that I traveled abroad to do mission work. And so I'll give you a couple different locations. Some of them were with an underground church, so I can't give out all the information, but I'll give you a little bit. So I've been to China, and I'll just that's as much that I'll share there. So I've been to China. I can speak more freely on Tegucigalpa, been to India, a couple of the different places, worked with a couple orphanages in India, but also we went to the red light districts of Mumbai, where it's a common practice and legal of prostitution. So we tried to provide direction and opportunities to give women an alternative to that lifestyle. And so it was just doing, and that all those trips and others were over about a 10-year period. But from the first one all the way to the last one, once I began doing mission work like that, and then there was other places within the states I've done mission work and served with young men that didn't have dads and others. But when you get out and you're trying to do ministry in an organized way, you begin to realize, let me just speak specifically for myself, I begin to realize just how thankful I was and how I just, at this point, I've got two rules that we live by at my house and when I coach, and that's we're not going to complain and we're not going to make excuses. So, I mean, those are like my commandments. Now, and I could, and both of those are biblical principles too. At least I know for sure the complaining one, because Philippians, I believe it's chapter 2, verse 3. I could look it up. But in Philippians, it says, do everything without grumbling or complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that's a biblical principle. Now, not making excuses, I don't know where that's at. I know it's in there somewhere. but I don't, both of those are, like, it's a switch flip for me in a positive way, in the sense that I learned those two things from traveling, which... The positive way of looking at it, when you say don't complain, the other way is I've also learned to be that much more thankful. So those are two things I live and die by. And if I'm a hypocrite in every other area, those are two areas that I try to hold the line on.
You know, that's so convicting. And even when I was looking at my own family and expressing gratitude, sometimes we think, well, we're not complaining, so that's good. But it's
right.
Not enough to just not complain.
That's right.
You have to turn your intention into that positive direction and to intentionally express thanks. And Wesley, that number, by the way, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. If you want to express gratitude for the work that American Family Radio has done, you can call in and donate to the work. I can tell you from seeing behind the scenes, this organization takes stewardship very seriously. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is taken for granted. There is so much gratitude. I can't even tell you. When we walk down the hallways and I see Carmen, who is just lovely and gives tours when people come by, and she's showing them, she tells them, yes, we have this. We are so thankful for our listeners to give us
Amen.
This beautiful building to do ministry, all of these things which are beautiful. And Wesley, I had the same experience when I traveled once. There was one particular time in India, and one of the people we were working with had invited us to dinner at their home, and they didn't have any doors or windows. It was just open air in this concrete, you know, kind of cinder block apartment. And I want you to imagine, they had saved their money for almost a year to be able to afford to buy us food to serve
wow.
us. They don't really use paper products there, but they bought paper products because they know that, you know, if we have dishes that are washed in the water, that can make us sick, not
Amen.
Being, you know, there. They wanted us to feel comfortable, so they saved up to buy these paper products to make it safe. They didn't have enough chairs, but they had gone to a construction site and borrowed 5-gallon buckets that they turned upside down so that we could sit together in a circle. And I will tell you, I have never been more grateful for a
mm-hmm.
meal in my life. Their hospitality was just absolutely astounding. And that, if you want to share your gratitude for American Family Radio, you can call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Now, Wesley, I told you I would share a message that I got from a listener.
Yeah, please
we
do.
A woman on named Jill Garner, who is a great mom, and she talks about building strong hearts in our kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was our conversation, is how do we help our kids to have strong hearts in such a world that is out to see, and where we have an enemy seeking to kill and steal and destroy. And this listener wrote in, and I'll just read part of her message, Wesley. She said, oh, I just have to share with tears in my eyes how much the Lord taught me through your podcast yesterday. And then she went on to talk about how they were doing their best to be countercultural, but just experiencing a lot of resistance. And she said, the beautiful words and eloquent thoughts of Jill Garner allowed me to put words as to why we raise our daughter the way that we do, helping her to seek a goal of being holy over being happy. And she kind of shared some of those different things. And she says, the list goes on and on. I've been emotionally spiraling lately, and I am telling you, this podcast just did wonders for my soul. I've started getting back into the Word daily for the past few weeks. So let's just say God is working on me. Thank you for
wow.
allowing Him to work through you.
Amen.
And thank you, Jill, for being such a blessing. And that was from a listener in Tennessee. So if you want to call and express your gratitude, 877-616-2396. Wesley, we know from the book
yep.
of John that Jesus' words, in this world we will have trouble, but we can take heart. We can be of good cheer. And that is the work, to me, that American Family Radio is doing.
Yeah.
We have trouble in this world, but we continually are able to have the enormous blessing of telling our listeners, take heart, God has already won the battle, Jesus has overcome, and that is a message that can't be underestimated. 877-616-2396. Let me say that again. 877-616-2396. Wesley?
Yes, we're contending in a fallen world, and that's what we're doing as Christians. And, so, and we have the hope of eternal life, and we also have the hope on this side of heaven that God will be with us. He'll provide for us. He'll protect us. And we just I've got some friends and family, and that we can all think of someone who's going through some very, very difficult times. But as knowing that the ones I'm referring to, that I'm thinking about, are Christians, and one of them in particular has about three, he was just told recently over the weekend that he has terminal cancer, and he has about 3 to 4 weeks left. And the only way that I was able to have this kind of conversation with him and to hear the news and have any hope is because he's a Christian, and there's eternal life in that. And so it's very difficult to hear. We're holding out for a miracle. We're praying for a miracle. And we're trusting in the Lord through the whole process. However, at the same time, we know that whether that's in 4 weeks or 14 years, whenever we pass as Christians, we know that we have eternal life, and we will get to see those brothers and sisters in Christ who have also accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, repented of their sin to put their faith in Christ. We will also get to see them in afterlife. And so having that perspective as a Christian absolutely changes everything about what we do in life. And so we do, like I mentioned just a second ago, we live in a fallen world, and we're contending in it the best we can, but we have hope that we can share with others as well. Now, there's also, in addition to doing radio and providing content like this, we this is the para-ministry of the larger organization, AFA, American Family Association, and we like to get out and travel. So right now we're behind microphones and we're doing our part here, but outside of the radio side of things, we travel. We want to meet our people face-to-face. We like to interact with those that financially support our work, that appreciate what we do and encourage us. And so we're actually hosting an event here in Tupelo, Mississippi, a live event in person. And that's the Activate Summit 2025. That's Activate Summit 2025. It is June the 12th through the 14th. June 12th through the 14th. You can visit activate.afa.net. That's activate.afa.net. You can find out all the information about that. And we will be in person. The name of the conference is Biblical Bedrock, and we're going to be building on the authority of Scripture. And we'll have Ava Hamilton III. We will have Frank Turek, Alex McFarland, Ed Battagliano, and Todd Herman will be our keynote speakers. We'll have some breakout sessions that include Jenna Ellis and a handful of others as well. And we're looking forward to that. So we do provide in-person events where we think of a little bit of an apologetical conference or summit. Think about that as I'm discussing or sharing with you this conference that we're putting together. And so really look forward to that. So you can check out that. The deadline to register is coming up. I don't know the exact date. I know it's in the middle of April, so it's coming up. We really want to encourage you, that those that are listening, if you want to be a part of it, you can. Also, there's a children's track that complements the content that will be shared in the main session. And so if you have any children 13 and under, we have a conference, or we have a conference that complements them alongside of us and at the same building, obviously. And so looking forward to that. So we want to make it all about the American family.
Well, thanks again, Wesley, for helping me host today, for being my wingman there from Tupelo. Hey, birthplace of Elvis Presley, and lots of great places to eat, too. Charming little place. Great place to take bring your family. And thanks, Tony, in advance. Tony Battagliano will be sitting in for me tomorrow while I'm speaking at the conference. I'll be back on Thursday. And, Wesley, I want to hear a great report of lots of giving at 877-616-2396. I have a lot more updates to share with you, and I'm really looking forward to talking with you again on Thursday, Wesley. I'll see you then.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you again for the opportunity. And please call in 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. And thank you for all those that have already given. And thank y'all for everyone that's listening today.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.